Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with Betsy McLaughlin. And today's topic is tools for when your body doesn't seem to change. And I know that that's been up in a lot of people's worlds recently. I've gotten lots of requests for a show like this. So here it is. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about what to do when your body isn't changing. You know, if it's stuck at a certain weight or with a condition that doesn't seem to change. And we'll explore some questions and tools to create more ease and allow your body to change. And we'll talk about energy quite a bit here on the show today and some points of view and things like that. And using these tools, we've seen people change and transform conditions that they'd been suffering with for years. So, hi, Betsy. How are you today?
Hello, hello. I'm excited about this show. Really
Yay.
Excited.
You've created lots of change with your body, as have I. So I'm excited yes. to hear some of the tools that you've used or that you'd
I
like.
Oh, me too. Me yeah. too, me too. So welcome everybody to our show. We're very excited and grateful that you're listening in. And so I'll tell you guys a little bit about us in case this is the first time you've ever come across our show. But we are really grateful that you're listening, as I said, and we are both based in the United States. Kathy is in Hawaii in the beautiful island of Maui, and I am on the east coast of the United States in a suburb of Washington, D.C. in Maryland. So we actually met at a certified facilitator training a few years ago in beautiful Costa Rica, and we became good friends, and one thing led to another, and we joined forces on a radio show. We had another wonderful lady with us who has chosen to move on to other things, but we adore her, and that's how Imperfect Brilliance kind of started. And we are also coaches, and we do a lot of energy work, and we're moms and entrepreneurs, do lots and lots of different things. Kathy is also a former professional ballerina, and she also teaches. Do you still teach yoga, Kathy?
I do. Mostly private sessions.
Wow.
In person and online, and just one group class a week.
Oh, yeah. Neat. So, yeah, Kathy might know just a little bit about bodies. And then I also, I used to teach tennis, and I toured and played competitively. So I've also had a lot of different experiences with my body. So, and everybody has one.
Everybody has one, and it makes life better, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does, it does. So where shall we start this amazing conversation today? I guess before we do, we should also let people know how to find us. We have a website together that is imperfectbrilliance.com. And then Kathy has a website. Which one would you like to tell them about? Because you've got a couple.
They've merged. It's meetkathywilliams.com with a K. Meet Kathy with a K, Williams with an S, .com.
Wonderful. Thank you. And then my personal website is creatingyumminess.com. You can also, which is fun, right? And I love doing that. And I know you do as well. We also can be found on Facebook. We have an Imperfect Brilliance Facebook page. And our email is imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. So lots of easy ways to find us. But I sometimes forget that people would might want to reach out to us. You can also, we also do have a page on the ohmtimes.com, and you can find us under radio shows. We have a little page there as well, and with links on there to our website and to Facebook and Twitter and our email as well. So another fun way to find us.
All right. Wow. Yes. So if you have questions, we're going to address some people's questions that they wrote in. And also feel free to send us yours or your show ideas. We love to hear from you. After all, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be here if we didn't have listeners. So thank you for being here. You know, one of the things that I was reflecting on before the show today was the idea that everything is energy. Right? Everything we see, everything we hear, everything we taste, everything, all of it is energy. And energy is always moving and flowing. Now, what solidifies something is our point of view about it. So especially since, you know, science tells us, who are they? I'm not sure who they are, but they tell us that our body is completely replaced over the course of 7 years. Well, if that's the case, why would we have something show up and continue to show up longer than 7 years?
That's
got any ideas about that?
That's really an interesting question. And, you know, I've even heard that with allergies, like you might develop an allergy and then you outgrow it. There was a period of probably maybe 3 or 4 years where all of a sudden I could not eat dairy. And if I did, so I became lactose intolerant. And I could do like a small bit, but if I had too much, boy, oh boy, was my body in revolt. And what was interesting was, you know, during that, I couldn't understand why it was happening. I just knew it was going on. And then I pretty much stopped eating most dairy, or I was able to take lactaid and eat a little bit of like cheese or something. But it was really interesting how for that period of time, I just couldn't. And then kind of just as quickly as it came, it disappeared again. And I'm able to eat cheese and have some ice cream once in a while. And it just doesn't affect me like it did for a while. Now, so that kind of goes right with what you're talking about. So just because you might have something going on doesn't mean that it's always going to be there.
Right.
It's like,
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, how much is related to the stress that's going on in our life or mm-hmm. the area of the country we're in, or even the people we're around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can start to explore that. And, you know, also our conclusions around yep. what's going on with our body. For example, you know, Betsy and I teach these questions in a class called The Foundation. The four questions you can use essentially in any area of your life. So asking, what is this? I used to have people talk about my little son when he got a snotty nose. He's 6 now, so it happens less frequently. But when he was 2 and 3, people would say, oh, is he coming down with a cold? And I would just be like, oh, maybe and maybe not. Because, and not like that, in a nicer way, actually. But because what happens is when we have the conclusion that something's a cold, it has a trajectory, it has certain things that occur and don't occur, and we have more and more conclusions about how long it's going to take and what's involved and all these different things. So we can ask, what is this? And what is this is not a head question. It's sort of like, let me tap into my awareness about this. What is this? And what do I do with it? Okay, can I change it? And if so, how? So I would ask these four questions with my little son, who was, 2 or 3. And one day I remember very clearly asking him, he must have been 2, what is it? What do you do with it? Can you change it? If so, how? And I like to leave some space between the questions too. Like take a deep breath so you have no you have time to really tap into that instead of just, quickly moving through. And what he said to me was, "Give it to the earth." Okay? And I didn't even understand what he was saying. Give it to the earth. And he was telling me that he
So
could give
cute.
all that energy that was in his body, clogging up his head, to the earth. And he did. And then the next day he had no snotty nose.
Isn't that something? And that to have a 2 or 3 year old have that kind of awareness and with really like no point of view about it all, regard and on top of that to pronounce Earth so adorable is it's just so cute. And for him to not go like you were talking about, not going to conclusion or make it even significant. That hey, it's just a stuffed up nose, and it's no big deal, as opposed to trying to label it, trying to figure out what it is, and then that in itself can kind of put you in a tailspin of, oh my gosh, well, it's this or it's this, so I must do this. And so you spend all this time like concluding and trying to figure it out. And what if it's something just that might disappear as quickly as it came?
Yeah, if you really tap into your awareness. And when you were talking, Betsy, it made me think about how when we are not using our awareness and we're instead kind of functioning by what worked on in the past. So, well, last time I had a cold, I took X, Y, or Z. I took zinc and vitamin C, and that seemed to work for me. Instead of really asking, like, okay. Your body is not the same as it was 6 months ago or a year ago. Right now it's the May 2018 model, So what worked in the past may not actually work today. It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and you're thinking, wow, the last time I had that lasagna, it was really good. And you get it and you're just kind of like, meh.
I
Or
know. And that can be
it's
really
like,
frustrating because you have like this expectation that it's going to be just as delicious as last time. But what if, like the last time you had it, it's really like it was so divine and yummy. And then the next time you have that same expectation, it could be that really you don't desire it, but you've already decided that you do. It could be that there's a different chef, so the recipe is a little different. I mean, it could be a whole bunch of different things, but you've already got this expectation going that it's going to be just as delicious as last time. So that can
I
be kind of
totally
hard
did that
to
2 weeks
live
ago.
up to. Did you?
Yeah. I totally did that. I was like, yes, we're going to Roy's, and Roy's is at the Marriott on Maui. And it's just lovely. And the last time I went there, the previous time, I had this fabulous, fabulous, delicious fish. So I was like, yes, I'm going to get that fish. And I ordered it and I was like, eh. And honestly, if I had done what I normally do, which is when I go to a restaurant, I ask my body, hey, body, what would you like? Make it really clear. And then I open the menu, my eyes land on something, and that is it. Like, I'm done making my selection. Yep. It's like neon. I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Instead, I went in, I was like, this is awesome fish. I can't wait to have it, you know, and it wasn't. It wasn't. So that is the difference between functioning from awareness, which is when I ask my body and I say, make it really clear. And I kind of actually knew that my body, what really would have hit the spot was a beet salad. And I didn't order that. I went straight for the fish that was so amazing the previous time. Yeah. So that would be functioning from conclusion. Don't do what I did.
Well, and we've all done that. I'm sure, certainly I've heard this story a lot of times. And what is so neat, like, it kind of, when you're including your body in the decisions of like what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear or things like that, like you said, it becomes very, very clear. And how many of us have gone to a restaurant and we read through the whole menu and we can't figure out what to eat? And you're like, I don't know. What are you going to get? Oh, I don't know. Well, that sounds good. What are you going to get? Oh, that sounds good. What am I going to get? Right. And you know, half an hour later, you're still trying to decide what to get off the menu. And so I'm so grateful for those two, you know, like now to be like, oh, body, what would you enjoy? And then sometimes I'm like, eh, I don't really like what you're saying, what you're excited about. I don't really want to eat it. So sometimes I will eat it and then usually ends up not tasting that good. When I go with what my body is like you said, the neon sign, or when you open the menu and your eyes go straight to something and you follow that awareness of even what does your body already know totally that you have no idea that your body knows. So then you order it and it is delicious and it's wonderful and it tastes so good because for whatever is going on, your body requires that or is desiring it or something, you know, it could be a mineral in it or a vitamin or extra protein or who knows, but oh my gosh, we're already at our first commercial break. How about that? Thank you so much. You're listening to Imperfect Brilliance, and we will be back in a couple of minutes to talk way more about bodies and where will the conversation go next?
Projections and expectations.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host, Betsy McGlasson, with your other host, Kathy Williams. And today we are talking about bodies and kind of going all over the place like we like to do.
Yeah. As you were talking a little bit earlier, Betsy, I was thinking about how when other people have projections and expectations of how you should be with your body or what's going on with your body, how that can actually start to cloud our own awareness as we, you know, take their point of view on.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Especially if that person has qualifications, right? An MD or a chiropractor or someone, even just someone we respect, has attitudes about your body and what's going on with it. It's really easy to take what they have to say and make it real and true for us. And if our point of view creates our reality, by taking that point of view, it's going to, you know, change and influence what's going on.
Would you be willing to explain a little bit more to our listeners about our point of view creates our reality?
Oh, goodness. We can go so deep with this. So when you take a judgment, your judgment prevents you from seeing what's beyond that judgment. So let's say you've decided someone in your life is a really mean person. Well, when you do that, you actually aren't able to really see when they might be being kind. Okay, you've judged that they're mean. So, you know, I used to do this in my career as a ballerina. I would say, oh, that coach doesn't like me. Okay, so when I found evidence that was actually to the contrary of that, it was like, oh, well, then this other one doesn't like me, right? I had to shift it so, oh, well, maybe that person does like me. I had to find someone who didn't. So our viewpoints kind of wall us off and prevent us from seeing life as it is. And keep us from our own awareness. So as we start to let go of our points of view, let go of our judgments and conclusions, it allows us to have more freedom in every area of our life. And when you have an area of your life that's not working for you, you must have in some way cut off your awareness in that area. Do you have anything to add to that, Betsy? I think we could do a whole show about that in itself.
We really could. I do love the part where you said it's when you have decided something, it really is kind of a solid wall. So you can overcome or break down that solid wall. It makes it a lot more difficult. So that's what we're talking about when we say our point of view creates our reality. And I know for sure that I have changed my point of view a lot around different things with my body that have, because I've changed that point of view, have made a lot of things that I used to think were impossible or unsolvable, actually, that was not true. So this is one of the things that we're really enjoying talking about today is even when you have a diagnosis of an illness. I was diagnosed, it's been 14 years now, where I heard that I had breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
And when you hear those words, cancer, most of the people that I know who have been through it, they think that it's an automatic death sentence. And so when I started realizing that I had that point of view, oh my God, this means I'm going to die, I'm not going to survive it, I did realize that I had those thoughts and I thought, wait a minute, let's maybe not go down that road. And this was before I had been exposed to the tools that I now use daily. But I did have enough, thank goodness, I had enough awareness that was probably not my best choice. So I went into a very proactive thing about, okay, well, I have this now. What can we do to have the best outcome possible? And in that, I really did start learning a lot more about my body and how to start communicating with her, because I really did not communicate that well with my body. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, how you started to communicate with your body or receive information or messages, mm-hmm. and what that's like for you?
Yes, and actually that was even how the cancer was discovered to begin with, was I was getting clues from my body. My body was telling me things, and I just kept getting this feeling that I needed to go get a mammogram. And I'd never really had a strong feeling about it one way or the other. And I kept hearing it. So I'm like, okay, whatever this is, let me just go get one. And then, so in that is like, okay, there's something here. And then we had to do more tests and, you know, a whole bunch of different things. And deep down in me, I knew that it was cancer, and I didn't want to admit that I knew it, but when I heard it, it wasn't like a huge shock. So that's how my body was already telling me, hey, there's something here that you need to take care of, you need to pay attention to. And I'm so grateful that I did listen, because we were, I had stage three, but we were very aggressive with the treatment, and I'm very, you know, I'm cancer-free and have been, and super grateful that I listened and I didn't ignore.
Yeah, wow. Wow, so you had a feeling in that, mm-hmm. or you had a sense that you should.
I had a sense, yep.
Yeah. And
you know, we've talked before, like even on the show before, even with like, being a parent and having a knowing about your child and that there's something going on, and to be willing to, if your doctor, the child's doctor is saying, no, there's nothing wrong, and you know, then, you know, like you to be your own advocate, to be your loved one's advocate for when there's something going on, and to not just take whatever is being said as, the only answer, because yeah. they may have a medical degree and you don't. And, you know, just like, don't discount your knowing.
That is so true. You know, what's fascinating is when I was pregnant, I had morning sickness almost every day throughout my pregnancy with the first child. And what the doctor would tell me? Oh, have saltines or ginger. And I just wanted to smack them. I'm like,
yep.
And don't you think I've tried saltines and ginger?
Right.
And so, you know, what worked much better was for me to ask the question. And again, I didn't have access consciousness tools at the time, but I asked, okay, where can I get the information that I need?
Mm-hmm.
Where mm-hmm. can I get the information that I require? And when you ask that, the universe will show you. And I think I was reading some book. You know, I wasn't even on a quest to solve my challenge that I was facing with my belly. But I was reading some book and I read something about cold things. So I started making berry smoothies, and if I made those every day, my belly was fine. So what do you know? You
Isn't that
know?
something? You know, and
Yeah.
that's when you're talking about pregnancy, that reminds me too. I knew there was something different going on with my body way before it even showed up in a pregnancy test. So even though I talked about earlier that I was disconnected with my body in a lot of ways, there were a lot of ways too that I was connected. I was like, oh, there's something different going on here. Huh, I wonder what's going on. And a friend actually said to me, because I had a couple of just weird things, and she kind of jokingly said, oh, maybe you're pregnant. And I was like, oh, come on, you know, like, no, I can't be pregnant. But there was definitely, again, my body talking to me, saying, hey, hello, something's going on here.
You know, and I'd just like to bring up something, 'cause you said you weren't very connected to your body, and it may be that many of our listeners feel that way, and if you don't, that's awesome. But let's just approach that or address it a little bit. And maybe we could do some clearings around that. So everywhere you've decided you're not connected to your body, you don't get any messages from it, or if you do, you never know what they're saying. Will you destroy and uncreate that? Whoa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Times a
Right and wrong, good
gazillion.
and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And so those weird words that we say are the excess consciousness clearing statement, and they're designed to bypass your logical thinking mind and get to the energy of whatever's coming up and clear it. So you don't have to know how to say it. It's just really about the energy of it. So Kathy was yawning, which means, you know, she's clearing quite a bit. She's not bored. And so that's why the words were a little bit hard for her to say at that moment.
Yeah, there was a lot of energy on that, so maybe we could do it
There
again.
was.
And really, what we're clearing is the unconsciousness about it. So, everywhere you've decided you're not connected to your body, you don't receive messages from it, or if you do, you're not really clear on what they are or what it's saying. Will you destroy and uncreate
Sure.
that?
Right
Times a
and wrong, good and
gazillion.
bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Yes. And, you know, I realized too, even that in what I'm saying today, like how much have I discounted, even by saying how disconnected I've been with my body, how much have I discounted my knowing by saying that? So I'm so glad you're bringing up these clearings, and I'm going to clear myself and my all of my points of views and my projections right along with anybody else who chooses to play with these clearings. And everywhere that you're not communicating with your body and really like being in a communion with your body, and you might be thinking you have no idea how to do it or what to say, would you be willing to start a conversation with your body?
Yes. Everything that it
Lovely.
doesn't allow it, will you destroy and
Yeah.
uncreate it all? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, we have a lot of there's a lot of energy on these clearings, which is totally fine. Yes, and they might be things to continue to work with. And we are making a clearing loop for those of you who are on our email list. We're making monthly clearing loops, and we'll send that out at the end of the month so that you can have these clearings and just listen to them over and over, even if you're not listening at a very audible level, even if it's very, very faint or low volume, you'll still get the energetics of it, and it will create change. So one of the things I thought, you know, when you were talking about that, Betsy, is the ways that we make ourselves wrong in regard to our bodies. Oh, gosh. Now there's even more awareness on that. You know,
I've never
like,
done that.
Like what our body desires or seems to desire. You know, who our body desires or seems to desire. and also the ways, well, let's just work with that to start with, and then we'll go a little deeper into kind of illness and stuff like that. So everywhere you've made yourself wrong or like your body shameful or bad for what it desires, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Wowie kazowie.
Yeah, I mean, and I grew up in one religious tradition that made the body pretty sinful, and then, you know, sort of graduated, or not graduated, but like, progressed to other sorts of traditions that made the body something you have to master or dominate or get control over. Instead of, you know, now my approach is more like treat your body like you would treat a pet with that kind of kindness. Because if we're trying to dominate or manipulate our pet, it's probably not going to stay with us very long. Probably run away. So everywhere you're treating your body much worse than you would ever treat a pet, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Hey,
cool, we can dive into illness. Yeah, when
we'll
we get
back. We'll be back in a couple.
Awesome. See you in a moment.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams, here with Betsy McLaughlin, my wonderful co-host. And we're talking about the unchangeable with our bodies and what kind of invitation to change we can create. If everything is energy, then where would the energy like to change and move and flow? Because energy is always flowing. And before we get back to this fun topic and dive into some elements about illness, I have a class that's just started today, and it's a 5-day class about tapping into your magic and what's really possible when you stop trying to figure everything out. And it's already so juicy and fun, and I saw that someone pasted on Facebook, miracles are the new normal, Kathy. Thank you. So if you'd like to find out more about that and jump in with us, it's $35 for the 5 days, and you get recordings that you can listen to anytime. So you can listen to from your iPhone or from whatever phone you have, and you can see us live during the 5 days. That is at meetkathywilliams.com/polls, P-U-L-L-S, because it's called 5 Days of Magic Polls. There are also a couple other poll sets on there if those interest you too. And they're just so much fun. I keep doing them because my life keeps getting better, and I keep hearing from others that that's happening for them too. So that's coming up. That's going on online. Betsy, do you have anything going on online? I know you and I both have a couple in-person classes coming up.
I have a couple things in the works. I got a little bit derailed with some personal stuff going on with my mother's health, actually. So I'm a little bit behind where I'd like to be. So I'll have to let you guys know more about it later. But I also do have a live foundation class coming up the last weekend in May in Virginia. So I'm looking forward to that. And I know you've got a couple as well coming up.
I do. The next one coming up is in London. I'll be in London teaching a half day of radical abundance, as well as a full day Access Bars class, and then the foundation for 4 days. And so I'm so excited to create that magic in the land of Harry Potter, go on a Harry Potter tour and some other stuff.
You've got to, so, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to have my dad will have my two kids there in London. So they're going to go have some fun adventures while we go on some different adventures, you know, getting rid of stuff that doesn't working and creating and using new tools to create a much more fun life. So that is at the end of June, June 26th, 27th, and then 28th through the July 1st, and you can find out about that at accessconsciousness.com/Kathy Williams. And then find me in July in Chicago, in the Windy City, with this amazing location overlooking the lake on two sides. And also in July, Hilton Head. And then if you want to venture to Hawaii, I'll be here in September and August as well. So a bunch of fun things, all at accessconsciousness.com/Kathy Williams, and that has a K and an S. Yes, so much fun. Anything else with that, Betsy?
Good. I guess this, you can find me the same way, the accessconsciousness/ and my name. But
awesome.
Yeah, there's lots of fun things. Kathy and I are also cooking up a couple online things that we should have, hopefully have more information for you by the next show. So
we meant to have more information for you today. We're going to have a fun online party to celebrate being on OM Times. So if you would like to be notified about that, go to imperfectbrilliance.com, sign up there, and we will send you the information as soon as we know, which might actually be tomorrow. So let's dive a little bit into illness and the unchangeability and changeability, and particularly, you know, conclusions around that. Because I remember being really sick, and this was in the time where I probably weighed 96 pounds too, just dancing all day long. But I was really sick, and I went to the Louise Hay book and, you know, read all about my mental condition that was creating my physical condition. And when I did that, I also made myself wrong for, oh, geez, I must not be, I don't even remember, enough flexible in my mind, or I must be, you know, like adding and overlapping like all this extra guilt on top of, you know, what was already going on.
Already, right.
Yeah. And I'd imagine that's only relevant to me.
I'm sure no one else has done that.
No. Yeah. So everywhere we make ourselves wrong for whatever's going on in our bodies, you know, whether that be physical pain or an illness or something that doesn't seem to change.
Will you destroy and then create that times again, Jillian?
Wow. Oh, well, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and there's probably, you know, quite, I know for me, like, I also had guilt when I was not well of what my family members were going through, having to care for me and the worry and the stress that they were under.
Yeah. Yeah. So just add that into the mix. Now it's really fun sludge. Well, and I wonder what would happen if we even started to ask, you know, what's right about this I'm not getting? Or what is my body aware of? Our bodies are aware of and respond to other bodies. So maybe your body is healing someone else. Sometimes we even pick up on other people's food cravings or desires, you know, and you can ask, is that even mine? And, you know, it may lighten up and go away. And then you're like, oh, wow, that chocolate craving wasn't even mine. It's just such an amazing sensory organ that gives us information from pain
all
to sensations to cravings. And and do you want to ask, do you want to explore some questions we could ask with that as well?
Well, even, you know, body, what are you aware of? What are you telling me? What else?
One that's popping into my head is, what would it take to have real clarity with this?
Good one. Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times when we're looking for information and it doesn't come really clearly, then we feel a little bit stuck or get upset with ourselves, like, or the universe. Like, where's my, you know, information, or why is this not changing? What if instead we could just start to ask for real clarity? Like, what would it take to have real clarity with this? What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to have total clarity and ease with this? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yep. Absolutely.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And even what energy, space, and consciousness can I be that would allow it to change with ease and quickly? I like quickly.
Yes. Well, and our bodies are really, they're so amazing. They really, 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 truly are. And they are, you know, they're the huge sensory organs, you know? And so they do give us information 24/7. So what would it be like to have communion and clarity with what our bodies are telling us? So these questions that we've shared today, how can they be a contribution to you having greater ease greater communion, greater communication, more joy with your body.
Yeah, after all, our body is like our best friend. It's constantly listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really good point. I mean, it's constantly listening. So if you're saying, I'm fat, what are you creating and what's going to actualize in your body?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're constantly saying, oh my gosh, I'm getting older and people's knees don't work well when they're old, like what are you going to experience if you're
right.
Indeed your point of view creates your reality?
Right. Right. It, you know, it's really interesting to see how some people, how they change quite a bit with their bodies and others that don't. And whatever that is, like there's, so when you're really rigid with your point of view, how rigid does your body become?
Wow. Wow. Well, contrast that with little kids who are very mentally flexible,
mm-hmm.
right? They're just taking it all in with an attitude of curiosity. And that's the attitude that Betsy and I are always encouraging and inviting you to, you know, asking lots
Definitely.
Of questions, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and having that childlike wonder and that childlike joy and exploration of what truly is possible with your body beyond anything that you have ever even imagined, and what truly, truly, what else is possible for wherever you are with your body. And if you had no judgment of your body, what would that create?
Wow. You know, I've done this exercise. I learned it from Catherine McIntosh, and she said, she was actually on our radio show a year or so ago. She said, if you'll do this, you will actually see your body change. Like, visually see your body change. And so here's what to do. And I have done it, and I did. I watched my body change. So I was on the airplane, actually, and reflected in my own TV mirror, you know, in front of me. I saw, like, a wrinkle. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to play with this. And every time I saw it, every time I thought of it, I would do this. I would say, okay, all the points of view I'm using to create that, destroy and uncreate those. And I did the clearing statement, or if you don't know it, you could just say pock and pod, or collapse it to energy. And I would just keep doing that. All the points of view creating this. Pock and pod, all points of view.
Okay, Kathy, you think you're breaking up, honey. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. There she is. Now she's back. So you're talking
about.
Oh
no! I said I literally during the course of an hour
yep.
watched it go away. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so, what you know? Would you be willing to play with that? Would you be willing to change your point of view and your criticism and your judgment about anything that your body is doing or not doing? And what
yeah.
invitation, by changing that, what invitation are you creating, and what new possibilities are you opening up for you and your beautiful, beautiful, amazing, amazing body?
Yeah, our points of view create our bodies as well, you know, and that's where it can be really insidious. Like if a doctor tells you, well, you have Crohn's disease, right? Okay, all the points of view creating this, everywhere I've bought the doctor's point of view, destroy and uncreate that. If I didn't consider it Crohn's disease, what would like
right.
to change? How would my body like to change?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you hear about miracles all the time of people changing things like that, you know, getting rid of illness, getting rid of diseases, you know, cancer going away, all of these things. So it is totally possible. And how is this possible? And how much of this, you know, is, you know, you hear the saying a lot, like a mindset. Where can you change your mindset? And what contribution can all of that be to whatever is going on?
Yeah. Yeah, and let's just for a moment even take a look at like all the points of view that something is not changeable, or mm-hmm. all the frustration about it not changing and how it hasn't changed, and all the stories about what we've had to go through, and we've mm-hmm. we've done all these things and nothing has worked.
Nothing has changed.
I've had that.
Yep.
And that's not
it's
fun
not
at
working.
All. So yeah. Say it again.
I said, you know, it's not working. How many
yes.
times have you said that about your body?
Well, and how much is that reinforcing? It's not working.
Exactly.
It's not working. And so the body says, okay.
Yeah.
So all that frustration about it's not working and all the stories about, you know, all the things that have not worked, will you destroy and uncreate it?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine shirts, boys, and beyond. Wow, guys, this hour has passed so quickly.
Thank you so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, you guys.
Thanks for being here. And next week's show is all about making travel easier. We look forward to playing with you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.